Today's episode is going to be a little bit different in that our guests we are having on are an improv comedy band called Angrod with their own podcast called the Angrodcast. I've decided to put the interview in the beginning of this episode in the hopes that hearing the energy of these guys will kind of make you like them more and ease you into their set. Also, be fair warned that there was a 10-minute discussion about aliens that we have Rodney to thank for getting us out of. While I like to pride myself on my interview editing skills and seamless transitions between cuts, I will also be upfront in that I intentionally poorly edited down the alien section to sort of montage out some of the more, let's say, unpalatable portions of that rant. We will also be taking yet another unscheduled short break and should be back to record two episodes for you all in late April. Because rescheduling and cancellations are a real thing over here at River City Sounds, please feel free to reach out to us at the start of every month to see if there are any newly opened up spots that you or your musical act can fill. I hope you all stick around and enjoy both the interview and the set, as I truly do believe this episode is going to be one of my favorites.
It's the greatest showman.
The world's greatest showman, right?
Yeah, the world. No. It's because it's the movie, The Greatest Showman, but it's the greatest chowdman.
I thought it was the world's greatest showman.
I don't think so. I think it might just be greatest chowdman.
I don't know. I'm kind of tied between both of them. I'm not entirely sure which one it is.
You've heard it first on this podcast.
The greatest
chowdman.
Chode on Earth.
Yeah. Oh, Lord. What episode is this? This is 80, isn't it?
You've done 80 episodes, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Should be.
That's awesome.
Check. Yes. This is episode 80 of River City Sounds. I am Cole here by myself, and we are here with...
It is the greatest showman.
Would you say who you
I'm
are?
I'm Adam.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Rodney.
Just... And what do you guys... What is this project? What are we listening to? What did we just listen to?
Go ahead, Adam.
Okay, we are the Angrod cast.
Well, we're Angrod.
We're the band Angrod.
Yeah. Wow, way to present. We are Angrod, A-D-G-R-O-D, and together we make up the Angrod cast.
See how much better he did that? Why did you ask me to do it?
I don't know. So basically, Cole, to give you some context, it's an all-improv musical show.
Yep.
But when we say all improv, it's like, you know, some people come in with some bullshit and they've already made up tunes and whatever and then make up words. We make up notes. N words.
So we literally have a list of song ideas on our collective group chat.
Loosely used, I would say.
Yeah, we don't even
still
use
like 75%
are
on the
fuck, Adam? You told him about the list already?
The list. Well, we use it for that's the number generator.
That's
one.
True. We can't not have ideas during the week. List, he's got questions, by the way, which you could save until the end if you want.
No, I was gonna say you answered everything. The interview's over now. We are good, actually. We got your names. We got what you do. We're good.
He's doing it right now.
No, I was joking.
Go ahead, Cole. Sorry.
You did all that. So, what about genre and influences? Being an improv group, and like I saw you guys doing, you know, you're doing like Smashing Pumpkins stuff and everything like that. So, I assume when you do, you wouldn't necessarily define yourselves by genre, would you?
Mostly
say?
Show tunes.
Okay. That's not bad. I like that. Yeah, I mean, yeah. That kind of works because, you know, you're goofing around and whatnot, and it still has some short ditty.
Yeah.
Diddiness.
Yeah.
Well, to it.
Yeah. Right. So.
Yeah, you fuck around with genre because you guys have a lot of...
Yeah, we're genre
you can do
defined.
Whatever the fuck
there
you
is no genre.
Yeah, exactly.
We try... Yeah. I mean, I'm rather proud of the fact that we don't, like, fit into a box.
I'm constantly
definitely
trying to make
fit
them
into
do
a box,
but they'll never do Meatloaf.
What box do we fit into?
Hard Pandora's. Rock without a guitar.
Nah, that's fair.
Pain.
So
suffering.
We had the how many episodes have you guys done?
Oh, this is a disheartening number.
Yeah. Do you even like count it, or do you just like just, this is the next one?
It's the next one. No,
okay,
not.
That's fine.
Yeah, so we've been all right. So we have officially been doing this show since 2016, I think.
Okay, we're on our sixth season.
So we're on our sixth season.
I start the new season every year.
Yes.
Yeah.
So. Adam will random. I have no idea what's going on as far as form and unity.
Mm-hmm.
This man over here is kind of in control of that. But yeah, we've been doing six seasons. Our first song was a trip to Rich People Go to IKEA. I remember that.
Yeah.
And actually, from that point,
wow,
we haven't changed too much, actually. It's literally been kind of the same format since then.
Yeah, we've tried to streamline it a bit here and there.
Yeah.
Because the first, as with all podcasts, I feel like, you know, the first 10 episodes are kind of clunky. And then we kind of got the idea of like, well, actually, we sent a submission to a guy who does professional podcast reviews, and he was like, guys, this is terrible.
Well, that's because our first intro was like a minute long.
he couldn't get past the first minute of our show because it was like,
these are just three schmucks laughing at each other.
We were just laughing at each other. We didn't introduce ourselves.
Plus, we had to convince him for the first 10, because after every show, he'd be like, this is terrible. him being Graham. Sorry, no one can see who I'm pointing at.
He's pointing directly at me. This guy, he thinks it's terrible. I still think it's terrible, and I think you suck.
Anyway, sorry, next question.
You're an embarrassment to me in general.
So, you guys have been doing the podcast for this long. Do you guys actually have, like, besides the podcast, do you have any other recorded releases or anything like that?
Oh, hell yeah.
So do you actually like just re-release the podcast as like a more...
We had a greatest hits that we called Hatest Hits.
Yeah. Okay. I think we did, what, three of those?
There's two right now.
Bandcamp, right?
We have a Bandcamp.
And those are part of things that you did on the podcast?
Some of our favorite tunes from the podcast. So
stripped down, but so you don't have to talk.
I'll say
to
this
us in between.
Mm-hmm. We've been playing together as a threesome since.
Shut up!
Why can't you just say three piece? Why do you have to say threesome?
Because then you're not including the fucking man.
Oh my god. Jesus.
You can't omit.
So anyway, we've been having a
you can't omit the human centipede.
That's God almighty. You edit this interview, right?
Like, yeah.
Okay, good. No!
Don't worry.
Don't interview this call.
Also, I'm probably not going to edit much of the actual set because it was pretty free-flowy. It's going to be hard to find a break to put the interview in between. But besides that, it'll be fine.
It's in the middle, huh?
This is...
Depending on what I can do, yeah.
I like this. Okay, sorry. So go ahead.
You're in the middle of your set. You've not finished your set yet.
Oh!
Quote, quote.
Guys, hurry up. We got to finish the set. All right, so...
So we started playing together in college,
like 35 years ago.
Yeah.
2006.
It was 2006.
Pre-iPhone is the way to look at it.
Yeah. Gresham.
Yeah.
And that was without any sort of intent, right? That was just to do it.
Yeah, and you guys... And the impetus of that sort of...
Drugs.
Was that you guys wrote a musical
together.
He
wrote his songs. He wrote his thing. Kaplamic?
Yeah. Kaplamic, yeah.
That was like, I think, that was the culmination of what we kind of, because it was probably right near the end of when we started doing shit together like that, mm-hmm. right? And then you wrote your show Kaplamic, which was, how would you describe, I don't know what the actual term of like different scenes would be in that show. What in your mind, what genre was that?
I don't know.
Okay. So then Adam.
I wrote music for Kaplamic.
Yeah, Adam wrote music for Kaplamic, and then we had a drummer friend.
And when we were like woodshedding ideas for Kaplamic, we got together and realized, hey, we could play music, just the three of us.
Is woodshedding a verb?
I don't know.
I've never heard that.
I've never heard it. I don't know what the fuck that word is, but I think it worked well in the conversation
it
piece.
Did.
So,
it did.
I mean, I didn't question it until you questioned it.
Okay. He questions everything I do.
I mean, he's
I've
your brother. He's supposed
for,
to.
I've known this man for 38 years.
You gotta
years.
Keep him on his toes, or otherwise you'll find yourself in public, in some public forum,
saying
with
woodshedding.
Him spouting out some dumb shit. You're like, I don't even know if I want to be associated with this guy right now.
Did you just say woodshedding?
So anyway, we were wood chipping ideas.
Yeah, so anyway, to answer your question, we also have a lot of material that is not part of this podcast that we've done previous. I think that's where the core of this started.
That's
right?
Where I was going with that. Yeah. We have some stuff that we recorded. We lived in many different places, and like once a year we would get together.
Many heezies later.
Yeah.
And play for like an hour and just record whatever came out. And we realized the format was good.
Yeah.
Like it was like, hey, this is a lot of fun and it's not terrible.
Well,
so.
I think we were just struggling. Like, we don't like to practice.
Nope.
All of us probably suffer from undiagnosed ADHD. and it's more satisfying. It's more, I feel like it's more satisfying to actually just keep coming up with the ideas and producing it.
It's challenging. It's really challenging in its own way, but it's also easier.
Well, and I know you need to go to your next question, but also part of the format, I think, that we realized was instead of trying to force people to listen to our improvised ideas, we tried to make it more like, give us your ideas and then listen to us. Like, but for a long time. Anyway, Dolphin Patrol. There's some good songs out there, guys. I'm not gonna do that.
I mean, we've probably. I mean, if you look at our
this man ask
if you no, look, I was gonna say I think it's funny you keep asking questions. That's kind of the thing about interviewing is you good interview. You don't ask questions. They give you the questions to ask them. Basically,
you trying to trap us?
Yes. The more y'all talk, the less I have to, and the more y'all actually say things that I don't need to actually ask the questions for.
Shut up and keep talking.
Sorry,
but I appreciate it though because there are sometimes bands do need that person. Was like, hey. Shut the fuck up. No. Anyways.
Adam,
we will keep talking.
Yeah, go ahead. Keep talking.
The origin of the band.
Yes.
Yeah. We recorded, what, the first two, three tracks on that terrible electric kit that was falling apart.
Oh, that's right.
Adam's keyboard that probably was like $5 at Goodwill.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man.
And what did we record? Oh, and do like original MacBook.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was awesome.
It was. We recorded it into stone tablets.
There's actually three songs that exist from that day.
I still have those on a hard drive.
You do?
Oh, okay. Yeah. I never got. I mean, well, I'm going to delete them. It's the beginnings of our band. I'm not going to delete them.
They were labeled as Ballad 1, 2, and 3.
That's right. Yeah. We have done 182 episodes. So that's what Podchaser.com says.
How much did
you
say?
Well, my, that is a lot.
182.
What's it? How much? How
so,
many?
So here's the thing. So we've done 182 episodes. That's about
it?
Approximately 20 minutes an episode. We probably do 5 songs per episode on average.
Mm-hmm.
So do the math. That's a lot of songs. We've written a ton.
Much like monkeys.
Doing Shakespeare?
Yeah. Eventually. We'll get one.
What I was going to say was, of those... However many hours and
days
worth of music.
At least three of them have to be good. At least three songs.
But I think a few more than three. Yeah. We do all right. Are they all good? No.
No. Our singer's tone deaf.
He's not tone deaf.
I don't believe that.
I've played drums for 3 years.
Over 15 years. Yeah. Collectively, over the past 7 years, you've probably played 3 years worth of time. Definitely.
You've played 77 minutes of drums.
That was always our favorite part, was walking into a live show and then Graham would sit down and be like, I haven't played at all this week. Like, get ready to do a show.
So do you guys play out live besides this? Do you guys go out?
We would love to.
We would love to. Have you done before?
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah. So we hosted Rockfest 2 times.
Yep.
Interesting fact. There was a recording during the first Rockfest we did where a dreadlock laden man put his dreadlock in my ear.
Ugh.
And yeah, I know it's gross.
Did you get a bug in your ear?
Oh, dude. And I looked at him and I was like, do you know there's a pandemic going on? Like right before. So I think I predicted the whole thing.
Yeah, we would love to play out live, but here's one thing that we have a lot of trouble with that I found.
Depression.
Motivation.
Not motivation at all. I'm very motivated.
I was jumping on his depression.
I'm optimistic and very motivated.
Yeah. So, this is the yin and the yang. Right here on this couch, man.
Manic and depressive.
Find, like, why even try? Why not try?
But anyway, it's one of those things where if you go to a venue owner and you say, hey, listen, we have a band.
We don't know what we're doing next.
Yeah. we improvise everything that we play. Our main instrument is synthesizers.
Yeah.
I mean, we are middle-aged 40-year-old men. It's hard to...
Whoa.
So you know, there's improv scenes in Richmond too. Why not go to the comedy improv
scenes?
We've
tried that too. They don't want us there.
Fuck them. Do
you know why? Because you're telling us you're a 40-year-old man band.
Aren't they?
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
They're improvising without instruments. How much cooler could they actually be?
Well, yeah, they listen to us and then they hear a song about prolapse.
Oh,
anus
my
or something.
God. Did we do one of those?
Yes!
At least a couple.
Okay, I've been to at least a couple. I only said that because I've been to one. I was following what you said. I've been to one improv in Richmond, and like, yeah, it was pretty decent, but you could definitely tell like some of this shit's pre-written, obviously. So if they're not real improvers, they can respect a prolapsed anus song if they are true improvers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but then again, I'm gonna fucking step on my own goddamn toes and get myself in trouble.
We should.
Well, here's one thing. I had us booked up for a few shows, including one at what is now known as the Sandman.
Mm-hmm.
before the pandemic. The pandemic torpedoed.
That really did.
Many
Gallery
things.
Gallery 5 too, right?
Didn't we were going to play Fringe Fest. We were going to do
closed and stuff too, like just permanently.
Yeah, I had a show booked for us at, I believe it was Bandidos, and before the pandemic, and then the pandemic happened, and they forgot, and then the world forgot about us.
Well, and it fucked us up too because we were trying to be responsible.
Yeah,
to some degree, you know.
No, we did. I think we did. You could look at our history. There was a whole 9 months, and then all the momentum that we had built before that. This is true. Yeah,
this is true. Oh, we did a set in a coffee shop too.
Yeah,
Crossroads.
Oh,
yep.
I felt bad for those people.
Oh, we passed out. Yeah, that's right. That's right. So you want an interesting story? Can I share this story? Is that okay?
Yeah, of course. Go ahead.
Adam is the happiest person you'll ever meet. So much so, I didn't even know he was passing out in front of me.
He doesn't have ADHD. He's having diagnosed diabetes.
I don't know what diabetes is.
I have ADHD diabetes.
I don't have diabetes.
HDAD.
I think we said that at the same time. I like that.
Deficit disorder. I can see everything,
but I cannot focus on it.
Oh, I got ADHD.
All right, that's going on the show notes right now.
That is really funny. Write that down now.
But yeah, so we're playing a show. It's a small coffee shop.
Adam looks so happy.
The drums were painful sounding in there.
No, well, it's just loud.
I kind of just kept getting the guidance, like, just go with it. But I had like a few people come up to me afterwards, like, this is really hurting my ear.
It was like, too loud.
I mean, I'm sorry. It's like all hard walls and hard floor concrete. Were we actually playing when this happened?
We were jamming.
So we were jamming at that point, and Adam starts to look
too happy.
He's like leaning over, and Rodney and I both think that he's doing like a bit. Like he's just doing a bit, like he's falling asleep while playing or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was doing that Stevie Wonder lean.
you know
what I'm talking about. Yeah, yeah, well, definitely like.
And then he goes all the way over.
Yeah.
He lays.
Just claps.
Straight down, and we're like.
Graham kept playing.
I will come back to dead silence.
We finished that show, by the way. We did not stop after that. I think we continued to play.
Oh, we kept going. I got up. I got a glass of water. I had another beer and said,
another beer.
Fucking do this.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm thinking that's got to be like one of the most uncomfortable experiences one of those people has ever had in their lives. Like, they're telling that story every weekend to their new friend group
not
or something like that.
Not the night to try a latte.
So I went in. The drums were just like piercing my ears. It was terrible. The keyboardist was an alcoholic. He passed out right in the middle of the show.
He woke up and got another beer.
I was so drunk that I passed out.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's terrible.
We still don't know what happened.
We actually do not. We have no medical record.
Oh, wait a minute.
Well, I have. Okay, so I was dehydrated. I pass out when I'm dehydrated. It's happened before.
You don't drink water?
You'd think you'd drink a lot of water.
That day, the circumstances, I guess, presented themselves to me not having enough water.
Adam, and, you want a glass of water? No, I got a show tonight.
Like I got to make sure I pass on. I got to keep things spicy in the veins as tight as possible.
Sorry.
It's perfectly
anyway,
all right.
You're going to have to edit that out.
No, it's fine. No, we have. Yes, thank you. No, so we definitely gone off on a tangent, and that's perfectly fine. I definitely figured this interview would be a little bit different than most bands, and that's perfectly fine. We're going to ask one question before we skip into Chloe's Corner. Chloe's not here. She's working very hard on her thesis statement, and then hopefully she'll be out of college and we'll have her full time to do more interviews, because I have a feeling that y'all like listening to her do interviews better than you do like doing me.
Yeah, doing anyways, great, man. Come on.
Wait, is that the vibe you're catching from me right now?
No.
I've been trying to make eye contact with you for like
people,
20 minutes.
From the people I can't see.
No, I'm just kidding.
What are your shared interests other than music that the three of you share?
Nothing.
No, sorry. That's not true.
Barbecuing.
No, that's not true either. I hate that.
What?
I mean,
yeah,
at least,
I was gonna say,
well, they have
grilled,
a barbecue.
Grilled food.
Yeah.
I
have
no barbecue.
Okay.
Food. Yeah.
Aliens.
Alien. Ooh, yeah, we are.
Okay, yeah. We,
I'd say pop culture.
Rodney
that
actually
think.
Gave us aliens.
We're going off on a
rings
huge
at one point.
Tangent here.
Yeah. Okay. Do you like aliens?
All right. So first,
Xenomorphs. Yeah.
First. How'd you think of the third season of Mandalorian?
It was fabulous.
This is the Mandalorian guy over
See,
here.
See, I. Fucking amazing. Also, I was a very big fan of it, but none of my friends liked it, and I was a little upset because I thought it was one of the best seasons.
What?
Interesting.
I'm so excited for all the figures. I pre-ordered all the goddamn figures. Hey, I'm fucking stoked, bro.
Did you guys just become best friends?
I think so.
Yeah, yeah. Third season of Mando was the best season.
I had to cut out a whole part of last interview about us talking about Star Wars because it was divisive, to say the least. Aliens. Good fuck.
Yeah.
Aliens.
So I've recently been listening to a recent podcast. It's called Weaponized. I heard of it because Side Stories, last podcast on the left, Side Stories, they do. They put up one of their old interviews they did for Patreon, and it's with these two boys that who do a podcast called Weaponized. Jeremy Corbell and George Knapp. These are basically some of the guys who helped Disclosure. Let's make a podcast about how it's a joke and let's not go fucking raid Area 51.
I heard that advertised, I think. That's why I know that. Like, yeah. They probably like...
What, Weaponized?
Yeah,
the podcast?
Yeah, that,
yes,
yeah,
they've been...
Yeah.
They only started just earlier this year, like in January.
Okay, yes. Wow.
And it's been so fascinating. But, you know, like real UFOs, it's dry as shit. But, man, if you listen, that shit's scary as fuck sometimes. Like, they were talking about, what's the word? Non-aerodynamic structure with no propulsion system, staying there for too long. UFOs are more than likely USOs, unidentified submerged object. Most UFOs are actually most commonly seen around water and around our atomic programs as well. So you mostly see them around, you know, missile sites and around the water.
And then there's the whole, well, let's see.
If we're going to Hollow Moon, bro, we can go into Hollow Moon. We can go to Hollow Earth.
Do you know what you're doing?
Well,
something
right like
now,
the massive.
These guys are going to fucking unload. And I'm going to sit here and go,
small,
why will you let me know what's happening?
There are theories that technically UFOs and aliens aren't corporeal. They're actually, like, projected through the mind through, like, galaxies and, like, dimensions and shit, and that they're using our own DNA to make their own physical forms in this universe. Dude, listen to some last podcast stuff. They'll talk about the Dulce fucking bass. They'll talk about... This is going to be all cut out.
What the hell is happening?
You don't know about the Dulce bass, dude? It's not Area 51. It's Dulce, about 3 miles out. Uh-huh. Dulce, or Dulce, however you pronounce it, is actually an underground bass. It's like 7 or 8 layers, and they all have different alien species on them. In that same area.
Why does
it's
always
very
happen
similar.
In the desert? Is there a reason for that?
Yes,
because humans
actually,
can't live there, so it's a great place to like...
No, it's actually because there's a theory that UFOs started getting attracted specifically into the area because that's where the atomic test sites happen. Mm-hmm. So you've heard of the Mosul Orb or the Baghdad Phantom. These are two very famous UFOs that have been, or UAPs, unidentified aerial phenomena, that's what the government calls them now, that have been going around the Middle East in the war zones. A lot of activity in the air because of that as well.
Predator. Also, I imagine someone God like damn. Aliens in the 40s being like, Captain, they've achieved the atomic... You know,
there's also...
Oh, coming in!
The aliens are also talking like they're in the 40s.
Talk like this.
There is also...
Bottleship, come in. Where...
I'm so sorry for going off on
no,
tangent.
No, you're fine.
You a warp
I love
a dragon.
This. Don't cut any of this
there's
out.
A theory...
Do not cut it.
...that the Area 51... UFO was actually sent by Russia, and that the aliens inside were physically handicapped individuals from Russia who were physically altered by Dr. Mengele to resemble our now, yeah, I see you laughing, our now Common Gray's idea, and they were put inside the Nazi UFO technology and flown over America to freak us out, to get us all out. Like coast to coast and talk about the alien agenda and whatnot. I'm going too far deep in about shit I don't know about.
So also, we really like Ridley Scott.
Woo!
And
well, that's gonna be a great.
We're big fans of tomato sandwiches. All three of us. I like mine with more mayo.
Well, I think it's the extinction events, right? All right, so if
God, see, this is what I was talking about.
See what you've done. All right,
so here's the thing. There's a good chance that Earth itself is unique in that it has allowed the propagation of life in general for millions and millions of years, well before there was ever any humans, and that one of the ways that there might be like evolved species elsewhere in the universe is from our own extinction events, like.
Whatever the fuck, and then those few bacteria left on Earth.
Any of the moons
we
the Jupiter.
Very similar to the Call of Duty DMZ, right?
Really?
That's what we're talking Jesus about. Christ. You gotta get out of that orb. Do you play? You know what I'm talking about?
I have not played Call of Duty since like fucking the original Black Ops, bro.
Dude,
it's been a while.
You know what I like about Call of Duty? I keep getting older, but neither do the other players.
There you go. That's a good one. We have gone off on such a fucking tangent.
I play with the 12-year-olds, and I feel like I'm one of them.
All right, we're gonna roll off a bunch of questions real quick.
Yes.
And,
what are they?
What's your zodiac sign?
I'm a Sagittarius.
Okay.
I'm a Gemini.
I'm a Pisces.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good God.
Do you hold any weight, or do you, as our last guest said, not identify as a zodiac?
Oh, I hold some weight to it.
Okay.
I'm a psychopath.
Okay. Yeah.
Yep.
And I have psychic abilities.
My friends
very cool.
And family.
And he's moody.
I can see the future.
Okay, I believe you.
Yes.
So, what's your favorite snack?
Mm. Favorite snack? Pistachios.
I saw the shells. So we just went into a very long diatribe about aliens and all this other crap. Mm-hmm. I don't know how much of it's going to cut out or not, but I think I might know. But do you guys have a guilty pleasure? Could be music. Could be anything.
I mean, if we're talking about music, pop music
doesn't have to be, but it could be.
Music.
Okay.
Even if it's terrible, I generally like it. I mean, I don't know. I think life is a guilty pleasure.
Yeah.
That's a good guilty pleasure right there.
What's your guilty pleasure, Graham?
I don't want to talk about it.
It can be
hot dogs. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know if I have a guilty pleasure.
It's okay. You have no guilt.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I got a lot of guilt.
Do you have to have guilt to have it?
I kind of have no guilt. No. Everything's
actually, yes.
Kind of a pleasure.
I don't know.
Like, you should acknowledge it as a guilty pleasure. Like, other people would feel guilty.
Yeah, no, it's more like, do you feel embarrassed about it when you tell people? Like, I really like
Graham, you're not embarrassed about your hot dog pleasure.
No. It's okay if you don't have any.
All the time.
Just be like, I fully and wholeheartedly enjoy everything in my life without guilt. That's fine.
Yeah.
I think that's me. I mean,
like, apparently, we're in Chloe's corner. Chloe doesn't feel fear, apparently. So, I mean,
yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's good to remember.
Jesus Christ. You're the best interviewer that, well.
Have you been interviewed before?
But I haven't.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm really enjoying this.
Thank you.
And don't cut that, please.
It is a conversation. It is not an interview. It is a conversation.
Yes, I like
it. For what it's worth, we did a song about cocaine raining from the sky.
There you go.
What was that? Snowcane.
Snowcane,
right?
Snowcane.
Oh, and then we did a song about a guy. Actually, to your point, we did a song about a guy who was doing crystal meth or crack, and he was very successful in life.
Okay.
Because he was always on time. He did his job really well. We just did crack.
Yeah. Okay. We run into the situation often where it's like somebody will give us a bizarre scenario. Like, we'll be talking about something, and there's a scenario that comes up. And almost always I can say, hey, we did a song about that.
I mean, 180 episodes in, like 5 songs an episode. You're bound to have done one. It's like me seeing someone in Richmond. It's like, I've bound to have seen that person at one time or another in my fucking house at one. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
or like
yeah,
someone.
Yeah.
It's my 401k.
So this is the question I thought we were about to go off on a tangent on, as opposed to the it one. Because this is actually a question Chloe came up with. What is scarier, the ocean or space?
The ocean, 100%.
For me.
I think technically it should be space, but
I would much prefer to die in space than die in the ocean, if that makes sense.
See, here's I've probably cut this out of every single fucking time I've said this, so I can say it again. In the ocean, you can't necessarily see from, like, you know, me to you, basically.
Yeah.
They could be a big fucker right there.
Yeah.
I don't know how big that shit is. From ocean, you can see from literal, but light years. Wow. If there's something coming your ass way, you can, you know,
it's like oil
the fuck
and vinegar.
I mean, yeah, it's so funny that humans.
Here's the thing: we know there's something in the ocean. We think there's stuff in space, but if it's out there, it's fucking so far
it's
out
so
there, bro.
Big.
We'll
it's
die
so
before
big.
It comes to get
Wait,
us.
So, is a legitimate like theory of science like, is there anything in space? It's so vast that someone could just be like, there has to be,
yeah.
And then that's like a legitimate theory.
Well, the thing is,
yeah.
I've heard scientists on NPR. Talk to millions of people and say, we know more about space than
yeah, that's
we
a
do
very common thing to say, yes.
Well, yeah. Yeah, because, like, you can't take a submarine too far down because it will be crushed.
No, there's places in the ocean that are
research,
deeper
but so far. I mean,
than
like,
it is higher on Earth. You know what I mean?
Right.
There are places deeper. So there's definitely shit that can mend the. I'm not going to go on that. Anyways, yeah, 100%. I agree with that.
Andy.
Oh, here we go. Here, I'll ask you one. RVA means Richmond, Virginia as an acronym. If you were to reassign the letters to those words and it still meant Richmond, Virginia to you, what would that be? So as opposed to Richmond, Virginia, you could say it's really very awful or something like that.
I always thought, because the James River is the most important part of our city, well, one of the most important parts of the city, if you just put a small I and an H between RVA, it makes river. That's one of the things that I've always thought
so
of.
So we're adding more letters to the acronym
Yeah,
now.
Yeah,
okay.
It's not the same. Not what you asked at all.
That's
fine.
That's fine.
By your rules.
It's fine.
Yeah.
We've definitely gotten some interesting answers. So we will
river.
Accept that. River.
Really
river.
Vulnerable assholes.
It's because everyone is pissing on the streets.
That's really good. That is really good.
And you have, what's the word? You have put in the answer.
Oh,
whatever.
Rarely
the
visually attentive.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know what's going on.
Okay, it has been a lot of fun talking with you guys. I really appreciate it, everyone.
Remaking Venerable Association?
See,
he's still got it. He's still got it. No, no, no. You have more. Go for it.
He's doing
more.
His wrap-up.
No,
you're
rapid fire. Give it to me.
Question.
No, give
room.
It to it. Give
you
it to it.
You do have ADHD.
He doesn't have ADHD.
You
he's just
been
fucking dumb.
Attention disorder.
We have always known that I cannot read the room. Listen to our show and you will see that.
No, no, no. It's fine. We have some people who sit there and don't answer it for 5 minutes straight. If you want to make up for that time right now and just give us a rapid fire of RVA responses and we'll just tone out. Wait. Mm-hmm. Plug your shit real quick.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Plug your shit.
What's our show?
Plug it.
Our show is called the Ad Grod Cast. ADGROD Cast.
You can find it on all of your shit.
Yeah, you can find
it
on everywhere.
Spotify.
On Spotify. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you listen to podcasts.
Everywhere
it'll
you
be
listen
there.
To podcasts.
You can go to our Libsyn also to listen to all of the episodes because sometimes those other formats don't have them all.
Liberated Syndication at Libsyn. Actually, if you just put in adgrod.com on your browser, it'll go right there, baby.
Hell yeah.
That's right, I bought that!
Hell
you
yeah.
You were the one that set that up, you moron!
I know. Last thing, we do live shows also. You wouldn't think it, but we do live shows. So if you have, you know, a birthday party or
bar
mitzvah, you know,
sweet
the Kentucky Derby's coming up. Also,
quinceañeras.
We'd like to do the UCROPS Monument Avenue thing next year. That would be like at the very end with the turnaround.
Yeah, imagine us harassing you.
Yeah,
personally.
Hey, look at you. You barely practiced.
You look like you're breathing a little too heavy.
You shouldn't be here, but they let anyone in.
Sorry, that was...
It's fine. Yeah. I just want to say we're running out. Actually, I just got a notification we're running out of fucking space.
Okay.
My name is Cole. Been River City Sounds, episode 80. We have Angrod with us. Go follow us on Spotify, Instagram, where the fuck you follow us. And make sure you have Spotify for podcasters. And you can go, make your own podcast or where the fuck. Give us an outro of RVA acronyms, if you would, please.
Ooh.
River, you had more.
Rivered.
Yeah.
Venerable
uh-huh.
Archmages.
Ritualistic vanity aggressive.
Running van dweller associates.
Rundown venereal abscess.
Ratchet various Alberts.
All right. You ready?
Welcome to the AgroCast. I said, welcome to the AgroCast. I said, welcome to the AgroCast. Welcome to.
Welcome, everybody, to... Wait, this is not the AgroCast, is it?
It's a sort of AgroCast.
Kind of.
It is. Go through the motions. God damn it!
Can we curse? Does anything have to change? Okay, good. So this is a special AgroCast.
We didn't even get through the intro yet. Keep it the
same. Yeah, keep it the same.
Jesus Christ. I'm Adam.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Rodney.
And together we are AgroCast. Yeah.
So I've got radio DJing equipment over here. It's great. Yeah, so, yeah, it's a special... Did a bottle fall over there? Okay. This is a special AgroCast. We have a guest. I'm not sure if we're allowed to acknowledge you, or is this something where you like to be like, ghost? You fine? River City Sounds, right? River City Sounds. Can I say... Do you want fake names, or do you want... No? Chloe and Cole? That's fine. Chloe and Cole, River City Sounds are here to listen to the AgroCast. It took us about an hour to get here, but we're here now, baby. So we'll sing you a little song, I guess. so it doesn't matter. That's it! That's the song! That's where we're on limited time. We're on limited time.
Limited time. That limited was the time. Song. Got it.
We could go for like 14 minutes. What is our longest song, Adam?
About 35 minutes.
Bullshit. Are you serious?
No, yeah, it's serious.
That's like a Guinness World Book of Records.
No, it's not.
Do you think
not
people
even close?
Do you think people from Guinness got really drunk and they were like, let's figure out who can do the most and best of everything? Like, who came up with that bullshit?
I don't know.
Are they connected? Is it the same Guinness? Do you guys know like any history about the Guinness World Book of Records at all? Connected to
No. Actually, it is connected to the beer.
Is it really?
Yeah. There's a whole thing about it.
Wait, hold on. Come here.
People used to get in arguments at bars over in, like, was it Ireland or where the fuck? Yeah. And that's what they used to make. Okay, we need to settle these arguments by making the Guinness Book of World Records. To settle arguments in bars.
Thank you. He just reaffirmed that whole idea. Thank you. You want to come over here? All right, hold on. Chloe's coming by. All right, you got cords and shit. If you've ever seen the movie Entrapment with Sean Connery.
Is that what it's about?
Yeah, it's about Catherine Zeta-Jones trying to get through traps the whole movie. But who is the best to get through traps is my question. Huh? How do we register who the best in everything is? Well, I think we need to start keeping a record is what we need to start doing, don't you think? I believe in keeping records. Like, who's the best farter? Are you the best farter? No, it's me. I'm the best farter that you've ever seen. You know why? Because I put it in a record magazine. And now everyone can read about how far my farts go. Across the coast, into another country. That's where the most people get all asundry. Oh, but what else can you do there? Are you a high jumper? Who can jump the highest? Who can jump the farthest? I guess we'll have to get a crew together and figure it out. But first let me finish my stout, and then I'll realize what it's all about. But I don't know how far anyone can go. So we jumped from the cliffs of the Ireland it lifts. The wind so high they started to fly like a beautiful seagull. And as adorable as a land beagle, as opposed to an ocean one.
So then I start to ask myself, who is the fastest walker in all the land? Oh, some people can walk pretty fast, but this man, he can walk faster than a beast.
His talker. Was it Gilbert Gottfried? No. He's an average talking man. It's me. I'm the fastest talker you've ever fucking seen. You can never, ever, ever believe your eyes, but I'm just limited by your timing. That's all. I can speak as fast as I could. If I had no one doing music now, I could speak as fast as I could as I walk on the ground, because I'm not only the fastest talker, but I'm the fastest one. Okay.
Whoa,
that's the shit we do.
Through that.
That's it.
Struggled.
There are better episodes, by the way, that you guys can go listen to if you want. We have a lot of them.
You're really selling it there, Rod.
What? No, not the whole episode. Wait, Chloe, come here.
Chloe's like, wait, are you guys already done? Jesus Christ, that was terrible.
So this is Chloe from River City Sounds. She's doing photography right now, right? River City Sounds.
Yep.
And this is her question.
It's over?
But it's not. It's not over, Chloe. And if you give us a recommendation, it never has to be. What's your worst nightmare?
She's like, I feel like it.
And then we're going to put it to clown music. Oh, being trapped in a room with three sweaty men playing music at me. That's probably a nightmare in itself. What just happened? I can't hear myself anymore. The sound. Oh, there I am. Now I'm back. Okay, so what is a middle nightmare for you? Hold on, you gotta talk into the mic. The last thing you had a nightmare, you don't have any fears? Did you say you don't have any fears? Okay, well there we go, that's great. Oh, you got a great nightmare too? All right, wait in there.
So I don't drink too much, I smoke a lot of weed, but the last dream I had was my buddy of mine, who I buy from, decided, apparently in this dream, he was a meth dealer, too, and he was giving me, like, a rock of meth, and, like, he's a good buddy, so I don't want to, like, nah, so I was like, okay, sure, and, like, pocket it, and I know I'm just gonna throw it in the trash immediately when he's not looking, so I'm like, here, I just need a little bit, but, because it's, like, a huge, like, it looks like a crystal, you know what I mean, like a big-ass Christmas tree, I can tell it's a good crystal, and I don't want to just, like...
I am very familiar with crystal meth.
Yes, so in the dream, I'm just, like, scared of it, I'm just, like, looking around, like, throwing the toilet and flush it down, and then I woke up and I was like, ew.
That was the whole dream?
Why do I dream? Can't hear a thing. My mic's dead now. Am I back? Hold on. Keep playing that same sound. Here I am back again to talk about a nightmare I had when I thought I bought crack, no, crystal meth from my friend. But then I turned to my side and realized Chloe was also here, and she has no fears. She walked me through all of my nightmares. I'm naked in class with crystal meth, but there's Chloe sitting right next in the desk, and she looks right at me, says, you know everything on the SATs. Why did I bring all this crystal meth with me? It must be a dream. And little did I know, he looked to my right and there is Chloe and says, don't worry about a thing. You are just dreaming, but let's have some fun before the night is done. 'Cause I'm not scared of a fucking thing. Just keep on dreaming.
And that's what if I mess up, I'll just hit the button. If I don't know what rhyme I'm going to say next.
So we should specify to the new listeners.
What should we specify?
Listener. No, you guys have listeners.
Oh, yeah.
We improvise everything we've ever done, ever.
Oh, that's right. We didn't tell them anything, did we?
People think
they have no clue.
Yeah, they have no clue. So
if we wrote these songs before you got here. Yeah, so tell them, Adam. Tell them what we do.
You can tell because they're terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tell them what we do.
Come on, Graham. Come on, man.
Adam, tell them what we do.
We improvise all of our music.
Why?
Because we improvise our lives. Yesterday I was a server. Today I'm working tech support. Tomorrow I'm going to drive a truck.
Did you just turn that off?
I did just turn
that
off.
Oh my God.
It's okay.
That's
okay.
All right. Improv, baby.
It's improv, baby. But yeah, we make up all of our music because it's fun.
Yes,
we make
up.
Because there's not enough fun in the world. Oh, and my God. We are trying to have fun.
How about a random number?
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's good. Yeah. So to showcase that. 47. You gotta say it in the mic.
47.
Thank you, Cole.
number four. So just so you guys have some background, you know, it's hard to not have ideas during the week, and you can't just
bear
start
me,
singing
bear
to
me.
People.
Somebody bear me, please.
Just making the man bear you?
Well, you were standing there, and he got there first. Thank you, Cole. Appreciate that, man.
All right, so we have a running a set list and, you know, random number generator, but today we have live people to give us, I don't know, man. Stop messing with my shit.
Well, make yourself sound like a normal human and not like... Not like David Bowie.
Okay. I think he sounds great. You sound great, Rodney.
Thank you. Yeah. All right. Squashing pumpkins. Number 47 is Squashing Pumpkins.
Squashing Pumpkins?
That is the title of the song we're going to make up right now.
Which one of you morons came up with that one?
That was definitely a Rodney.
That was Graham's.
What's the joke there? Well, I feel like that's just... a thesaurus pull.
Maybe it's about a whiny dude.
I can't play any smashing... That's a good...
Yeah, there you go.
He's like, yeah. Play the guitar.
Do that.
Yeah, this sounds like the Smashing Pumpkins,
that
right?
That sounds like the Halloween song.
Yeah, it does. Which actually works, I think.
No, you're about to make the most annoying song.
No!
We're going to do it.
Wait, so what's the premise? What's the premise here of the Squashing Pumpkins?
It's whatever you want it to be.
Squashing Pumpkins?
It's improv.
It's whatever you want.
You're the one who came up with the stupid fucking idea, so you got to come up with a song about it.
What's the tone?
I'm going to play this dumb music.
Hey, you know what people's favorite
part of music is? When the band argues with each other. Okay, here we go.
I guess it's just the Halloween song. All right, fine.
October. Now I'm smashing pumpkins now. Long ago, the story told. 8 years old, I'm put away for life, but not tonight, no. October 3-1, time to have some fun. I'm gonna go back home tonight. Yeah, the doctors tried to reach inside and figure out what was going through this mind. But little did they know that not a single emotion showed. I'd just like to do it all the time. Squashing pumpkins. I'm feeling all the feels. Well, I'm walking down the street while people talk. Wondering where the next place I'm gonna get my taste for blood. That's it. That was the...
So Squashing Pumpkins was just scary in a pumpkin patch and murdering your friends at the end?
Dude, it's just Halloween.
Yeah, that sounds real Halloween-y.
No, it's literally a movie called Halloween, Adam.
Yeah, you fucking idiot. I hate that guy.
Like you haven't seen all the pop culture references.
I will be honest. I think because we have people here, we are meaner to each other. We're not normally this mean.
We are.
It feels like... Chloe doesn't believe that. Sugarhead. Do you believe her?
She doesn't give a shit.
She doesn't really. She's not afraid of anything.
She's just like, I got my beer and I got these assholes in this room with me.
Adam, you're not recording this at all?
He can't.
I'm just kidding. That was a joke. I'm very aware of what's going on right now.
What's that?
Trying to get under the skin a little bit.
I live under their skin.
Oh, that sounds like a great garbage song. Play garbage.
You keep referencing these
bands.
You
already are.
Yeah.
Mm. I actually like that.
That sounds really good.
We'll come up with a good song to play with.
That's the other thing.
Stretch it out a bit, right? Okay. Cool. When you were younger, what did you want to be? Like, what is the first memory you have of the thing you wanted to do with your life?
You actually set me up for a good one. First, I wanted to be an astronaut, and then I found out there are black holes. Next, I wanted to be a police officer, and then I found out you can get shot at. Then I wanted to be a firefighter, and I found out, you know, there are fires. I had no ambitions after that.
Yeah, I would love to know that, Chloe. Nothing, because I'm not afraid of shit!
I really wanted to be a dinosaur. I would make my family call me Chloe Eve Palak, Big Kid Dinosaur. Full name, no abbreviations. Chloe Eve Palak, Big Kid Dinosaur.
Chloe Eve Palak, Big Kid Dinosaur. Oh, it's good to have aspirations.
had aspirations. Graham doesn't. Never wanted to. Sorry, he was getting ready to talk. Go ahead, Graham. What are your aspirations?
I, too, wanted to be an astronaut. I was not afraid of black holes, though. I was afraid of the fact that I couldn't see. I needed glasses. And that was, like, at the time, can't be an astronaut.
Because you can't see out of your eyes? Chloe Eve Palick, Big Kid Dinosaur. Adam, what were your dreams when you were younger? What did you want to be?
I wanted to be a marine biologist.
Bullshit.
Yeah,
achievable goal.
What did you say? Here's the thing. Then I went swimming in the ocean one time, and a giant fish came right up to me. It terrified me. It scared the shit out of me.
So really, it's all fears that are stopping us. And just evolution and actual biology for Chloe over here. She wasn't afraid to be a fucking dinosaur. You all had fears for serving mankind. She just wanted to eat them. Wait, were you a herbivore? Do you remember? Herbivore, omnivore, what were you as a dinosaur? Just choose. I like it. Reach for the stars, they said, but they never mentioned black holes. Reach for the stars, they said, but they never knew my eye holes weren't applicable when I needed to go into space. No, the look on my face. Oh, what would I do next? Maybe be a paramedic? No, fuck that. It was gonna be a fireman, but then I realized there are fires when I have to do my job. No, I am not a slob, I'm just scared. Oh, dying there. Well, some of us didn't want to go to the sky. There are other places I can die. Down below the ocean tide, just wanted to say hi to a little tiny fishy, but it will never be my wishy, 'cause when it touched my little toes, I knew right there, being a marine biologist blows. 'Cause there are things that can kill you down.
Haven't you ever been to Australia? Jesus.
Australia's the scariest place. Used to think I wanted to go there. Now I don't, 'cause in your face, a tarantula here will be in your hole there. A tarantula bit me on my butt. Now I've given all my up on my dreams. That's why I'll never see Australia. No, I'll never be there, 'cause I'm just too scared. My biggest fear. Build a whole family and then it just crumbles below me. Children and all. Send them to college as fucking self-assholes. Self-assholes. Selfish. Was that the whole thing?
I think that was good.
Man, way to end on a high note. Thank you guys. Really appreciate you having you here. Wow. Anyway, tell your friends.
search AdGrod.
Oh, yeah, yeah, we should do that, too. Look for AdGrod on the internet.
A-D-G-R-O-D.
Yeah, A-D-G-R-O-D. Parentheses, prison band. AdGrod.
Richmond's own swamp prison band.
Richmond's only full improv prison band. I think we are done, actually. We're really done.